We're back again as the Stewardship Committee to announce the kickoff of the 2015 Stewardship Campaign. And we just want to give you a little highlights of what's going to be happening over the next few weeks. And just as a reminder, you will all be receiving a letter this week with everything in it that I'm talking about today and much more information. But over August and September, the Stewardship Committee got together and worked on a program for this upcoming campaign. We've put together a number of activities and things that will be coming to you over the next 4 weeks. As I said, you'll be getting a letter in the mail. Again, we've asked and we've received commitment from speakers who will come up and spend a few moments talking to you about stewardship, all forms of stewardship, and what it means to them. Very soon, the quarterly statement will be produced, and along with that statement will be delivered a pledge card and some information about using that pledge card and what we're asking you to do with that. And you may have seen the number 100% flashed on the screen in a couple of places. You're going to see more of that. That's going to be our goal this year, to receive 100% of the pledge cards returned. A few months ago, we stood up here and said we were going to collect $100,000 for the building campaign. And I saw a lot of eyebrows go up and a lot of people said, I'm seeing that same thing today when I say 100% of pledge cards. And I just want to remind you that through the grace of God and through everybody looking at what they needed to do in order to support this church, we received $102,000. Now, it's impossible to get more than 100% of the pledge cards, but I suppose somebody could copy and send two in. At this time, though, I'd like to ask Terry to come forward. Terry is the first of our speakers who will be coming forward over the next few weeks in conjunction with the pastor's sermon series. Terry?
When I was a little girl, every Sunday before Sunday school, all ages would gather here in the sanctuary and sing songs before we went to class. And just before we were dismissed, we would pull a little white bank out from this lectern and ask if anybody was having a birthday that week. If you were, you got to come up here and put the same number of pennies as your age into the bank. While everybody else sang happy birthday to you. I couldn't wait for December to roll around to put one more penny into the bank than I had the year before. And I didn't want dimes or nickels because it didn't look or sound like you were putting as much in as if you had the pennies. This is a simple memory of a child who was as excited to be older as she was to put more money in that little church bank. But where would the kingdom be? Where would this church be if each of us would give with the joy of a child? That little girl didn't understand that her few pennies didn't hold the same monetary value as the piece of paper that her parents wrote on and put in the offering plate. But from God's eyes, they were equal because they were both given with a joyful heart. Each one must do as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing and abundance so that you may always have enough of everything and may provide an abundance for every good work. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 7 and 8. That scripture reminds us of God's promise, or covenant, to provide always for us. God's promises are never broken. But what about our own? Every one of us, at one time or another, has spoken the words of promise that we recite, either when we become members of this church or speak as a congregation in response to someone who is becoming a member of this church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. I believe that we absolutely mean those words every time we say them. But by Tuesday, when you're sitting in traffic, or the furnace needs repair, or it's Sunday morning and you haven't been to church in a month, so what's one more? Or you don't think sitting on a committee sounds like your cup of tea. Or you can't find the words to talk about your relationship with Jesus Christ. Those words of promise become harder to remember. But as we kick off our fall stewardship campaign, I hope that you will remember that God is present even when we forget to pray. I hope you will remember that when you are not present, you are missed. I hope you will remember that even though this is God's house, it can only succeed if we have the resources to be all that He wants us to be. I hope that you will remember that your gifts not only mean money, but your talents. Life is unpredictable. What you give today may not be what you are able to give next month. But are you willing to serve? Are you willing to sacrifice your time and serve with a joyful heart, expecting nothing in return except the knowledge that you are holding up your end of the covenant? Thank you.